welcome to Stay Cool Forever. I'm Zach.
I'm Wade.
And we wanted to give you guys a little special insight into what we're going to be doing next month, so you can watch the movies with us.
Yeah, a little bonus episode, so you can get on the page with us. We're doing Los Angeles-themed movies from the 90s.
And for those of you who don't know, we're in Los Angeles right now. Hollywood, of all places.
It's crazy. I've lived in Texas 30 years and then moved to Hollywood.
Actually, yeah.
It's a fucking culture shock. But yeah, we're at the center of the action. And I thought it would be fun. Zach, you're a native Angeleno.
From here, yes.
So I'm very curious to watch these movies and see, do I recognize the sets and the hills and the Griffith Observatory and all that stuff. Yeah. So many movies are filmed around here and you don't even realize it.
In the same way that Jimmy's house from Pulp Fiction, it fucking seems like the Valley.
Yeah.
It does. I don't know how they nailed that, but it does. So does Bruce Willis lives.
I was going to say, I didn't say it in that episode, but like the mailboxes at the apartment, I'm like, shit, this looks a lot like
that's
my place.
Fucking, yeah.
That kind of like stucco, everything has that look about it.
Fucking awesome.
And like when you live here, you recognize it so easily.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the Issa Rae show.
Yes.
That's what one thing I love about that show.
Yeah.
Is it's dating in Los Angeles, and it's like, okay, I get this.
I feel like she lives in the same neighborhood I do, so
no, totally.
Everything they do, I'm like, yep, I get it.
I've done that.
We're the same, you and me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, I didn't bother looking up the years for these, just you'll have to take our word for it. These are all movies that happened in the 90s.
That's right. We do 90s movies, L.A.
L.A. Story. I've never seen this movie before.
Neither have I, actually.
Okay, I only know that it had a lot of great actors in it.
This is the Steve Martin?
No. L.A. Story? Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Sorry, I was thinking L.A. Confidential. I'm sorry, I've seen L.A. Story before.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Okay, I haven't.
I saw it recently for the first time. This is a Steve Martin pet project. It's like really silly, it's really goofy. If you have any notion of what Los Angeles is like, you will appreciate so much of the humor in this movie.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I happened to watch the trailer of it and thought, how have I not fucking seen this fucking movie?
I don't know. It was like just before our time because, we would have been like 10 and 6 or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then next is, I think, one of the best L.A. movies, L.A. Confidential.
Yes, was apparently. I think this got nominated for stuff. We'll cover it when we do the episode. But had a lot of great actors in it. I never saw it, and it struck me as like a really glamorous period piece. I'm sure it's very noir.
It's very noir. I don't know how glamorous it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kim Basinger makes anything glamorous because
like the Charlize Theron of now.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow, good comparison. Yeah.
Off the top, man.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top.
Nah, she's, is there a word for those, like, when you were a kid, the ladies you had a crush on who are, like, well-aged wines nowadays? Like,
I gotta tell you, if I was a woman, I would date Charlize Theron. I think Charlize Theron is one of the fucking beauties of the world.
Okay, let's go older, though. What are some other ladies? I'm sorry if this is sexist.
No, go ahead. Aubrey Plaza? I mean, no, Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn, ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one. Julianne Moore is like, that's one of my...
What's her name? She used to be on SNL. She was in Blazing Saddles. I'm so tired.
Oh, God.
I love her.
Do not remember her name.
She's the best. She died too early.
Yeah. So you saw L.A. Confidential. Like, do you remember it being a good movie?
I actually saw it recently.
Okay.
In the last 6 months.
All right.
I was drunk, but it was definitely very enjoyable.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that one. Now that I live in L.A., movies that were made here take on a whole different kind of meaning, and it's a lot of fun.
Madeline Kahn.
All right.
That's her name. And what's the next one?
The next one we're doing is Heat.
Okay. The supposed pass-off to Val Kilmer is the next Robert De Niro and
I think
Al Pacino.
In Goodfellas, we mentioned the whole Three Legends thing.
That's right.
But this is, what is this one about? It's about a famous heist that actually happened in Los
Angeles? I'm pretty sure it's the Northridge heist.
Okay. Give me some context, because I'm way less familiar than you.
Sure. The Northridge heist was these guys in North Hollywood robbed a bank with assault weapons and fucking body armor, like bulletproof body armor. And it was the first time anyone had really ever done that. And there was a huge shootout with the cops.
Like, in the street.
You know what? I don't know if that's right. I think in my mind, I'm thinking about that Ron Livingston movie, where that's exactly the case. Heat, I think, is...
I could have sworn you and I, at least for a minute, touched on it.
I 100% think so.
You know what? This is a bonus episode, so let's just do it now. Zach's going to look it up, and I'm going to riff again on the notion that Val Kilmer, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, this movie had a lot of hype, and it was fucking long.
Yeah, apparently this is a love letter to the architecture of L.A.
So a lot of Ralphs, a lot of heavy Ralphs, the grocery chain featured in this movie.
A lot of Ralphs, you're right.
Thank goodness.
Okay, yeah, no, so this actually is not that Northridge Bank heist, but it is an ode to Los Angeles.
All right, do you think it's like a fictionalization of something like that?
It says it's based on the former Chicago police officer Chuck Adamson's pursuit during the 1960s of a criminal named Macaulay, after whom De Niro's character is named. Apparently, it's a remake of a man unproduced television series he had worked on.
Interesting. So kind of a reimagining, but with LA as the setting.
Yes.
Okay. That one's going to be a lot of fun. I only saw it the one time, probably as a teenager, but I imagine it having that kind of Goodfellas...
It's 2003, 44 minutes, the North Hollywood shootout.
Mm.
That's the Ron Livingston movie.
Okay.
Sorry. Bonus.
Yeah, it's all good. My, you know, before moving to LA, my whole concept of it was that there were just shootouts in the streets.
That's awesome.
Like with Uzis. I should have suggested Predator 2 for a Los Angeles movie. I think maybe we can save that for like sci-fi or another genre.
Yeah.
But that whole movie was like, oh yeah, there's like Jamaican gangs.
It shooting, just happens in LA.
Shooting Uzis and like the whole like, oh, some dude on the subway is going to have a switchblade and a mohawk and say, give me your fucking money. And that was what I genuinely thought Los Angeles was like.
That's so fun. I dated a girl who was from Connecticut at one point. And she lived in Echo Park, which is northeast LA. And her parents would call her and be like, hey, honey, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, why? Well, there was, you know, a shooting in Long Beach. Because they just see Los Angeles and think it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It would probably take almost 2 hours at the time, afternoon time, when they called to get from Echo Park to Long Beach.
Yeah.
She is so far from the accident, the incident, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah. It's weird. My parents currently do that.
Okay.
Like, the LA Metroplex is so fucking huge. So if it's like, oh, you know, Marina Del Rey, there's a fire. My parents call me, like, sure. I heard there's a fire. And it's like, that's...
So
that's 2 hours away.
Effing far
it's
away.
Not, yeah.
That's the, yeah. I mean, and Long Beach shouldn't even be a part of LA. It's its own city. We keep it because of the port. That's literally the only reason why. Actually, for all of you that are coming here for real estate tips, that area just north of Long Beach, in between, you know, Inglewood and Long Beach, there's like a neighborhood right north of it. You should buy your property there now because a lot of tech money is going in there and it's being built up. Pretty large. I'm going to tell our boss about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
This has been a segment of Real Estate Tips brought to you by Zach.
And our last movie is...
One of a movie I thoroughly enjoyed as a young man. That
Falling
is,
Down.
It's got to be so problematic.
Okay. I have not seen this in so fucking long.
Ooh, it's about a disgruntled white man who goes fucking postal on the city of Los Angeles.
You know, when you say it like that, it does seem like it's going to be very problematic.
It totally is. I know there's racism. I know it's just... it was funny, because it's kind of nice to see someone who's had it up to here and is done taking shit and just, like, fights back. But what he's fighting back against is not unpacked in its historical context. So it's very much like a Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of that, where it's just like, I'm an old white man with a gun, so not in my backyard, you punks.
Huh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
I mean, most of these I haven't seen in a long time, or ever, except for L.A. Confidential.
Yeah. But that's fun that, like, you've never seen L.A. Story, I've never seen L.A. Confidential.
Yeah.
And the other two, I'm sure, are pretty, like, I probably watched it 20 years ago or something, so it's going to be
it's going to be a good one.
Different viewing going back into it.
Absolutely. Well... You know, thanks everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much. If you want to check out any of these four movies, again, L.A. Story, LA Confidential, Heat, and Falling Down. If you want to watch those next week, we're going to start talking about one of them, so... Who fucking knows which
who
one?
Who fucking knows?
But you've got...
Maybe
you got
we'll have Wade slip in an audio clip as he's editing it of which one we choose.
Sure, yeah. Like, add it in post. Like, oh, and by the way, we're doing this one.
But yeah, so we just want to thank all of our listeners.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Where can the fine people listen to our podcast?
They can check us out on Pippa, Podmas, Google Play, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, YouTube.
Stitcher as well?
Stitcher.
Nice.
Tune in, actually, as well.
Yeah. If you want to email us your thoughts, questions, maybe some things you want us to cover as we go through these movies, you can catch us at staycoolforever@gmail.com.
Can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun ride.
Patreon. You can check us out on Patreon as well.
Yeah. Give us money.
We're going to have special content and hopes for a dollar here and there.
Yeah, they're coming to my house. They're going to break my fucking legs. So.
Yeah, did you hear the helicopter in Pulp Fiction episode?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming for Wade. All right, well, I'm Zach.
I'm Wade.
And this is
Stay Cool Forever. Casual insert. Next week, we will be talking about Heat, the 1995 Michael Mann film.